What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Yes, my name is Dawn. I am from St. Louis, Missouri. I have a whole lifetime's worth of encounters. I'll call and leave them. I don't want to sit here and waste, you know, everything. My experience I'm calling to tell you about, I'll get right into it. I was about 8 years old. I grew up in a very abusive environment. It was my stepfather. He was very abusive to me, so my mom dropped me off with my grandmother to raise me. Because it was so bad that I stuttered so bad and I didn't socialize. I kept to myself. I played to myself. And I'd always have marks all over me. So I was constantly, the services was being called on them all the time. So my mom just eventually dropped me off with my grandma. My grandma left Missouri and went up to Indiana. And my mom dropped me off there, and then I started getting, you know, better. I started opening up and socializing and coming out of a shell that I was in and started being able to say the cat without taking 2 hours of saying the cat. But anyway, my mom wanted me back. So my stepdad is in construction, and he built this house, and it was in like a housing complex in St. Louis. And my room was pink. I had pink walls, pink blind, and there was just a bed in my room. I had nothing else. There was no posters. There was nothing. And when I came to stay, they got me a balloon, and it was a pink balloon. And I was sleeping in my bed one night, and then I woke up to the balloon hitting on the ceiling of my bedroom, and I woke up to the pull, 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 pull sound on the ceiling. And I was sitting there and I was staring up at it, and it was in the middle, dead in the night. And all of a sudden the balloon started to move, and it moved across, and then it went under the door frame out into the hallway. Still making that sound, that pull, pull, as it was going under, it hit the ceiling, and it was bouncing off the ceiling and scooting along the ceiling. And my brother's bedroom, both my brother's bedroom was right next door, and their room was all blue with blue blinds, and they got bunk beds, but they had toys and everything because they had stayed. They were my stepdad's brother, not brothers, but boys. And the balloon went out in the hallway, went under their door frame, went into their room, went to the middle of the room where their light was, and then went, came back out, came towards me, went under the door, around the door frame again, and, you know, as it's making, going, it's making a pump, pump, pump sound. And it came back out in the hallway, and I'm standing there just staring up at it. The straight forward is the kitchen, and it started heading towards the kitchen. And out in the kitchen, there, right by the back door that goes out into the yard, there's also a garage door right beside the back door. And it would go down in the basement, you know, the basement. But the balloon started to go in the kitchen, and I stopped right there in the hallway, and I was watching to see where it was going next. And then the balloon started, it went under the door frame and started to head downstairs into the basement. And I had this really weird, creepy feeling, like it went up my spine and it told me, it said, run. And I was going to follow it, but something like a feeling was just like, no. And I ran into my bed and I threw the blankets over my head. And I don't know why, but I thought sitting there going, you know, plugging your ears, blanket over your head, going, you know, like it was going to protect me, like I don't know, shut the door on a monster and was safe or something, like that blanket and that noise. I don't know. Like mentally, I guess it took me somewhere else, and maybe it saved me. But all I remember doing was making that, and I was so scared. I was so concentrated on, you know, the singing and plugging my ears that next thing you know, I woke up and it was morning and I pulled the blanket off my head. Like it happened, like I don't know how in the world, but I fell asleep fast. And I don't know what happened to that balloon. And I never went down that basement. My brothers would go down there and play. And there was one time I remember walking as like in broad daylight when my brothers were down there, and it was the only time I walked down there because I wanted to know what happened to that balloon. And I walked down the stairs and I didn't even go into the basement. I was scared to go into the basement, but I stood there, and while they were down there playing and riding their bikes and stuff, I was looking everywhere, and I don't know what happened to that balloon. I was just there. I don't know what happened to it.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.